2010 is shaping up to be a much better year for U.S. livestock producers thanks to an improving economy and tighter supplies of beef, pork, and poultry. John Anderson, livestock economist with American Farm Bureau Federation, said livestock producers have seen a return to profitability in the past couple of months, and that's good because it does provide a good opportunity to rebuild equity. According to the latest World Crop and Livestock Supply and Demand Estimates released this week by USDA, total U.S. meat production for 2011 is projected to be slightly higher than this year as increased pork and poultry production more than offsets a decline in beef production. Anderson said this is a positive sign that shows livestock producers are optimistic enough to increase their herd sizes following 2 years of reducing those sizes. Department of Commerce data also shows consumer spending at food service and accommodation facilities grew at a rate of 8% in the first quarter of this year. That's the first quarter-over-quarter increase since the second quarter of 2008. Now, the 2010 red meat export forecast is little changed from last month. Fractionally higher beef exports reflecting the pace of trade today. Pork exports are unchanged, while beef imports are forecast lower. Broiler exports are forecast lower also. Cattle, hog, and broiler price forecasts for 2010 are raised from last month as demand improves and supplies are tight. However, turkey and egg price forecasts have been reduced. Now, the forecast milk supply in 2010 is raised slightly from last month, while cheese and whey prices are forecast to be lower. Butter and NDM price forecast have been raised. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.